Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today is Women's Equality Day. And as usual, the country seems to get it wrong because people think that, you know, women are about their boobies. And I guess there was Women's Topless Day or World's Topless Day a few days ago. I don't know. I didn't join in. I'm sorry. And I guess where this all came about is in terms of Women's Equality Day, that was, I believe, established in 1971, passed in 1973. Congress designated August 26th as Women's Equality Day to commemorate the 1920 certification of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution, granting women a right to vote. And hallelujah, praise the Lord that we have a voice. Thank you, and thank you for all our foremothers and men who helped make that happen. Very, very grateful that women get to vote. It was sadly not all women, minorities, weren't able to vote, and that had to be corrected as well during the Civil Rights Act. But fortunately, you know, we have hopefully equality in terms of a say. Still, there's a lot going on in workplaces, etc. And in terms of pay, and imagine, you know, if I work less hours, I'll get less pay. But if I'm working the same hours and I'm doing the same amount of work and I'm making less money, that's a problem. Many people sadly make less because they ask for less. And so a lot of jobs are accused of paying men more because when they interviewed and somebody said, I'm not going to take a dime less than this, they're like, fine, you're hired. And somebody else is like, what are you offering? Well, we're offering $15 an hour. All right, sold. So sadly, many of disparities happen at the interview process. So you need to say, I want to make what everybody else is making. That's what you need to say. And you know, if you're hiring me for VP, I want what the other VP is making, if not more. Okay? That's how you do that, and that's how the boss doesn't get in trouble. You can say that. I don't want you getting in trouble for paying me less than your male counterparts. So you might as well pay me what you're paying your male counterparts. Hired. Maybe not. But Women's Topless Day is supposed to be the 22nd. It's supposed to be a few days before Women's Equality Day. And the Go Topless Day, I guess it's supposed to be, you know, men get to walk around without a shirt. Why can't women? You know, men have nipples. Why can't women? Me, I'll wear the shirt. Mammary glands, sadly, get in the way. They're, I think, a distraction because, you know, they're designed to be a distraction. With the circles, we talked about how the woman's body is supposed to stop somebody who is hunting and gathering to look. Right? You know, you got the breasts, you got the circles, you got kind of it's supposed to be something that just kind of catches your eye. And then in terms of, for those that don't shave, a triangular, you know, pubic area that kind of angles going, you're supposed to go here, so to speak. So it, you know, the body was designed to kind of be, okay, look, this is, you know, this is where you go, stop, make a left turn, come over here. So we make babies. So, you know, I get that it's frustrating that women have to wear a bra or top and they could face imprisonment if they run around naked. And maybe we will be in a society one day where that just ends up being the norm. I'm not that excited about it. Luckily, I don't have daughters. But if I later have a granddaughter that wants to run around topless, I probably wouldn't recommend that yet. You know, I am supporting equal rights. But, you know, if we don't want men running around without pants, you know, we probably should still honor the whole clothing and avoiding public nudity. But I'll leave that for you guys to decide. But interestingly, some people are actually moving away towards topless. When it comes to topless bathing, apparently there was an interesting study that looked at an interesting poll, and this was taken out of France, because in Europe, they look at nudity a little differently than in America, and there's a lot of topless beaches, and, you know, we don't really have a lot of that in America, and apparently they say the number of French women sunbathing topless has hit a 40-year low. And the reason why many people are not doing this is because there are many means for people to capture pictures and put them on the internet. So whereas the olden days, people just minded their own business. They might have walked by you, smiled, or whatever. Now people are capturing images that can haunt you forever. And when you lie down, the breasts don't look as cute as when you're sitting up, okay? They're just not as perky. And so it's not a good look. And because there's a lack of privacy and there's drones and drones can take video footage, a lot of people are starting to not sunbathe topless. And why would somebody sunbathe topless? Well, because somebody got into their head that tan lines don't look good. That a tan line of a bathing suit will diminish what breasts look like. Now, for me, I just like having sex with the lights off. So whether I have a tan line or not. And personally, for me, if I don't go out into the sun, I'm just all white. I don't have a tan, so it's all uniform color anyway. But I get that some people do not want tan lines from their clothes. And so it's, especially since a lot of clothes now don't just cover what they used to cover. Many dresses, many blouses, I mean, they're basically wide open. So people will go to tanning beds. It's really a big craze to not have any tan lines. And, you know, maybe what we need to do is just kind of say, look, you know what, tan lines are cool. Tan lines are sexy. We don't necessarily have to be, you know, naked and uniform in color all the time. But people can't even sunbathe naked in their home. Was it Jennifer Aniston where paparazzi tried to take pictures? You don't even have privacy in your own home. There's a drone that flies in our neighborhood. So if I'm outside in the neighborhood, in my backyard, again, no privacy. So now that we know there's no privacy, you have a choice. Either realize that your picture of you naked or half naked is going to be out there, or B, cover it up. And I say the choice we make for Women's Equality Day is to heck with the tan lines. If dudes can have farmer tan lines, right, and we see the socks and we see the shirt cut off, women should be able to have tan lines too, and it still looks sexy. In fact, I think there's a lot of sort of artistic tan lines you could do that might even enhance things sexually. So I don't really believe we have to have this sort of frenzy in terms of not having tan lines. The other thing too is nobody really talks about how delicate the tissue is around the breast and how it might not be prepared for the sun. And so we might not have a lot of sun protection. The last thing we want are melanomas. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer, who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the one thing that I notice is non-politicians seem to have some better answers on what to do. And in light now of 60 people being killed in these suicide bomb attacks at Kabul Airport, I'm asking you guys, what should we be doing with Afghanistan? What should we be doing in terms of our approach, in terms of getting Americans out, in terms of refugees, in terms of refugee placement, in terms of ending the war, in terms of starting a new war? What would you do? What should Biden do? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told by CNN, Joe Biden has, I believe, canceled his meetings as multiple U.S. service members of the Marines have been killed after terrorist explosions occurred outside Kabul's international airport. The Pentagon said in a statement a number of U.S. service members were killed in today's complex attack. He was supposed to be having some meetings, and I think the remainder of his schedule now is in flux as he is being briefed. And many people want to know what the heck he's going to do. So in terms of what's happened, 10 U.S. service members were being told have been killed, 10, according to Daily Mail, in a series of suicide bomb attacks on Kabul airport today. The first American lives thus known to be lost since the evacuation effort, or the withdrawal of where we withdrew troops, but we left people and equipment there. Not exactly sure what the heck was going on with that. So we have not had any public comment yet. I am assuming that President Biden or the Pentagon is going to be approaching the media soon. But we are now being told that over 60 people have died, most of them Afghans. But rather than four Marines, we're being told that we have 10 people in the military that have died. So sadly, the case is evolving. And, you know, I have a couple sons. I think a lot of us are wondering, are we going to now go to war? We've had some relative peace for the past few years, and now all of a sudden, under the guise of, well, we're going to end a war, we look like we're in a war. I mean, you know, somebody attacks our military, somebody attacks any American. You mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And so, my ideas are not obviously the most welcomed, I believe, by the White House. But I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Nobody wants a war. You know, in fact, there has been a lot of bipartisan support for American troops to not be in countries that don't need to have them. We have 25,600 or 25,800 troops in South Korea. They're there to keep North Korea in check. That's a lot of troops. A lot of troops. We have troops throughout the world. I think we have 32,000 in Germany, and they are strategically placed depending on if we have any issues with Russia or China or North Korea or in the Middle East. So I understand why we have troops in certain areas. In terms of, quote-unquote, the Afghan war, it was called a war after September 11th. And so I understand that whenever you call something a war, people are asking, well, when is the war over? Well, the war is over when there's no more fighting or when the U.S. isn't a part of it. And then it's out of our history books, even though the turmoil might still persist, as what happened with Vietnam. But in terms of Americans being there, in terms of now we're being attacked, what would you have Joe Biden do? Would you have Joe Biden just stick to that August 31st deadline, leave, let whatever happen happen and fall? Would you go and now attack? They mess with America. They mess with America. They killed Americans. Oh, hell no. Any country who touches an American, not only an innocent American civilian, but American soldier, will feel the pain. Should we have that approach? The problem with Afghanistan is this isn't just about Afghanistan. All of our enemies is watching Joe Biden. Joe Biden's ratings have plummeted. I know it's not a conversation that should be dominating the news cycle when we have a crisis going on in Afghanistan, but it does dominate because the world is watching our leader. And do they fear our leader, or are they sensing an opportunity? You know, there's still a lot of debate on whether COVID has been a very sick, deadly distraction so our enemies could be working on something else. We're so busy with COVID, we're not having federal workers come back to work, we're doing mandates, we're keeping people working remotely, we're having service people have to decide if they're going to get court-martialed or get a vaccine. This is just the perfect recipe for any of our enemies to screw around and to decide to plan something, which I think they've been planning this whole time. The Taliban obviously was planning. The Taliban was planning. They listened. They watched the news. They have cell phones. They have electronics. They knew that we were going to want to pull out, and they knew that Biden would want to double down on it, doing anything that was the opposite of Trump. However, to actually get the credit for doing it, because Trump couldn't, Obama couldn't, so they were waiting. They go, okay, guys, let's plan. So they were planning. So all of a sudden, we're like, oh, yay, you know, Afghanistan is going to hold their own. Didn't happen. So what we do next in the coming days will dictate how other countries look at us, not only from a humanitarian perspective, but also from a military and from a foreign policy perspective. We went to Afghanistan because of what happened with September 11th, and we wanted to make sure no more attacks happened on our soil. We did that. But on the flip side, we didn't craft very carefully an exit plan. Obama tried, Trump tried, they couldn't do it. Biden's like, I'm going to be the one to do it. I'll get the credit. But sadly, it looks like we're about to not stop a war, but start a new one. We haven't had our military attacked like this, to this degree. Is that war? Is that an act of war? Do we fight the Taliban? Do we just give in? Do we say, you know what? Our bad. We shouldn't have been there. It's your airport. You're in charge. We'll leave. And you mess with us again, then we'll bring the rain. I mean, we're starting to hear the narrative that a bunch of Americans don't want to leave. A bunch of Americans want to stay. That's why the August 31st deadline will still hold true. Really? A lot of people want to stay. There are some family members, I get that. There might be some people that really like their job. There might be some people that really get along with the Taliban. I don't know. But I just find that hard to believe, that when we leave August 31st, any American that's still sitting there like a sitting duck was of their own volition. And it's going to be then on them to try to prove, no, I wanted help and I couldn't get it. And people ask, why are people there? Well, they were there because America had a presence. There were jobs needed. There were things that were supposed to be done. Students were there. I'm not sure if students were doing humanitarian missions, but we still have students from California stuck there. Some got home, some didn't. So this is a very, very scary situation, and America has the power to handle it. This is the Taliban. We got this. We're acting like we are weak. We're acting like we have no means to take on a terrorist organization. They've risen to power in multiple days. Yes, they moved quickly. And many of the Afghans fled for their lives because they probably knew that they were going to die and their families were going to die. So I don't blame Afghans for wanting to leave. But we can handle this, people. We have ops units. Let's get our people out. I do believe there needs to be retaliation because somebody attacked our Americans for no reason. Even if it was the Taliban, it was ISIS, then fine. Attack ISIS. I don't care. Just whoever messed with us. But we need to show some strength, and we need to show it now. Because if we look weak and we look like we don't care about our own, or we don't care about the stability, that we have our enemies just wringing their hands and just are looking at the chops, because they know that Biden is not going to engage. Biden is not going to, bring the rain. And I'm not saying we go to war. I don't want any more war. I don't, but there's got to be some retaliation for this, and there's got to be special units. If not, if you can't get in there, then get Israel to get in there, to get the people that need to get out. But we put ourselves into a very odd position where we're backed into an airport that is about to get overrun by the Taliban. And then we are stuck and we will not have access to that country. And then on top of that, we are going to be overwhelmed with the refugees and COVID and vaccination and jobs and, you know, absorbing people that had to flee that didn't have to flee a few weeks ago. So I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI. What would you do in Afghanistan? 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The State Department is telling Americans to leave the Kabul airport. This after it is believed that ISIS has carried out two bombings and engaged in a gun battle against the U.S. military and Afghans that are trying to evacuate the country. One bombing at the airport in Kabul where evacuations are happening, and another at a hotel where people who are trying to evacuate are staying. Indiana Republican Senator Jim Banks saying he's heard some interesting things during his classified briefings on Afghanistan.
I wish every American could hear the Biden team talk about knowingly the mistakes that have been made, the difficulty, the dangerous situation there.
Multiple reports saying at least 13 people are dead and at least 60 people are being treated at a Kabul hospital. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A man involved in the kidnapping plot of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will serve years behind bars. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Naraki has the details.
The Michigan man who pled guilty to federal charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has been sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. Ty Garbin is the first of more than a dozen people facing federal charges in the case to be sentenced. Five of those men faced trial in October. In his ruling, the judge said he sentenced Garvin to less than the federal guideline of 17 and a half years because of Garvin's cooperation with the investigation of the plot and concrete actions he's taken to take responsibility for his actions.
Cancel culture is apparently coming after the University of Notre Dame's Fighting Irish Leprechaun. A new survey from Quality Logo Products found the leprechaun to be the fourth most offensive college football mascot. The top three were mascots some Native Americans have criticized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as a kid, when we would celebrate St. Patrick's Day, we would look for four-leaf clovers, we would draw leprechauns, and we would appreciate Irish culture. It might have been sadly stereotyped, maybe limited, and not look at the breadth of everything the Irish had to, you know, deal with. But, you know, I believe a lot of Irish were pretty comfortable with our, you know, celebrating and having an appreciation for St. Patrick's Day and for their people, their land. And, you know, these appreciation days many times are kind of taken the wrong way as racist and as being inappropriate and as, propagating stereotypes. Like, for example, Cinco de Mayo. First, actually, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexican Independence Day, so I get how some people are like, you're doing it wrong. And then, you know, people wearing sombreros, that really limits, you know, the amazing culture that they have. But on the flip side, many of my Latino and Latina friends are like, I love the fact that people do appreciate the Mexican culture, even if it's in, you know, small amounts. So the leprechaun has been a very iconic figure representing the Irish, and I believe it's been the mascot of Notre Dame. However, now Notre Dame has to retire it because it was ranked offensive. And Notre Dame does not want to look like they are being offensive. In fact, LA Times is saying Notre Dame is offended because they were called offensive. So there was a survey published yesterday on the Quality Logo Products blog ranking the Fighting Irish Leprechaun as the fourth most offensive college mascot in the country, behind Florida State's Osceola and Renegade, San Diego State's Aztec Warrior, and Hawaii's Vili the Warrior, who was never an official mascot and is no longer officiated with the school. In a statement to the Indianapolis Star regarding the survey, Notre Dame expressed displeasure with being associated with those teams and others like them. He said, it's worth noting there is no comparison between Notre Dame's nickname and mascot and the Indian and Warrior names mascots used by other institutions such as the NFL team formerly known as the Redskins, the school stated. They said none of these institutions were founded or named by Native Americans who sought to highlight their heritage by using names and symbols associated with their people. The statement added, according to the LA Times, Irish Americans, including those in Notre Dame, again have turned back on former oppressors as a sign of celebration and triumph in both the upraised fist of the leprechaun mascot and the use of the word fighting. The intent is to recognize the determination of the Irish people and symbolically the university athletes. But other people think the leprechaun should be given the same treatment as those controversial mascots that affect Native Americans. So, according to ESPN's Max Kellerman, they said many Irish Americans are not offended, but many are. This was in a piece published in Wall Street Journal in 2018. Max Kellerman said, should that also change? The answer is yes, unequivocally yes. Pernicious negative stereotypes of marginalized people that offend, even some among them, should be changed. Now, apparently, according to Notre Dame's website, no one really knows exactly how the Fighting Irish nickname came about. They acknowledge the term likely began as an abusive expression, taunting directed towards the athletes. The site states that the most generally accepted explanation is that the press coined the nickname as a characterization of Notre Dame athletic teams. They never say die fighting spirit and the Irish qualities of grit, determination, and tenacity. So the leprechaun mascot's been around since 1965, quote, in keeping with the nickname Fighting Irish and the Irish folklore. Now, this was a survey of 1,200 people, and they evaluated 128 mascots, and they listed the most offensive mascots. Oklahoma State's Pistol Pete, West Virginia's Mountaineer, Nevada's Hey Reb, Arizona State's Sparky the Sun Devil, New Mexico State's Pistol Pete, and Virginia's Cavalier. They say other lists remain, but the best mascot was Northwestern's Willie the Wildcat, UCLA's Joe and Josephine Bruin. Worst mascot was Oklahoma State's Pete Pistol's sexist mascot was Willie from Northwestern, and unsexiest was California's Oski. I need to look these up. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, the whole woke sort of movement has been, has been originally kind of designed to, divide people into basically two areas which might have followed many political leanings. And what we found very quickly is if you are going to be woke to the core and to the definition, then many liberal institutions and maybe many liberal settings could then sadly be, you know, in the crossfires as well if they end up having inappropriate or something that's found offensive. So I understand that currently one of the best mascots was a boy and girl mascot. In fact, Shasta, University of Houston, has a female, maybe they don't. I think they're supposed to have a female or male. I'm not sure. I think Freddie and Frida Falcon from Bowling Green State University. But if you remember, one of the things that is happening with the woke movement is we don't gender specify. So what's a good logo now might be considered sexist or bigoted because it's not a transgender mascot. People always ask, when does it stop? When does it stop? If you have a male mascot, you could be in trouble. If you have a female mascot, you could be in trouble. If you have a mascot that you think is honoring a culture, it could get you in trouble. If it looks like it violates an animal, didn't somebody have a problem with the Panthers years ago? Because the Panther, you would hear in the stands, the Panther roar, and people are like, Panthers are nice, and you're making Panthers look like they're bad. So the reality of it is everybody can be offended. Everything can be offensive. And so I get, and I really understand how many cultures do not want to be stereotyped and diminished to drinking, luck of the Irish, leprechaun. I get that. The Irish culture is so rich. I can understand why some people could be offended. You know, but you have many people out there going, look, the more gray we make everything with lack of culture, with lack of identifying, you know, certain cultural entities and showing that, you know, we have roots from this culture, Women's Equality Day. Women's Equality Day. I don't know if that's going to last longer because, again, there are many biological people who are identifying as women. And do they want to be called women? Are we doing away with women and men? Remember, they want to change Mother's Day to Birthing Parent Day. So the truth of the matter is as this woke movement continues, there is going to be some good that comes out of it because things that are insulting and we're like, why are we dealing with it? Why is this still something in our face? We'll get fixed. But on the flip side, nobody is safe. Everybody can sadly have roots to some very, very negative history. We talked about how many Ivy League universities were not allowing women and Jews and even minorities. And so, you know, at some point, that's going to come forward. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're still watching wildfires consume the West. In San Bernardino, there is a rapidly expanding brush fire in Little Creek, Lytle Creek in San Bernardino County. It burned several homes, threatening others along with businesses and forced evacuations. By 6 p.m., they say the fire's size had reached 500 acres with around 600 structures threatened. This is according to CAL FIRE San Bernardino. Around 1,000 residents were under evacuation orders. Residents of Lytle Creek who live north of Lytle Creek Ranger Station on Lytle Creek Road have been ordered to evacuate. Additional evacuation orders were issued for the road south of the Ranger Station, west of Sierra Avenue, north of the I-15 freeway, and east of the Duncan Canyon Road in the foothills. The evacuation warning is in place for residents north of the Glen Helen Parkway, east of Sierra Avenue and Lyda Creek Road. For those of us that drive from Vegas to L.A., we drive right by this area. It's beautiful, south of Cohome Pass, and it's a gorgeous area. Sadly, it's pretty dry. High-voltage power transmission lines apparently have fed. The greater Los Angeles area are also being threatened by the fire. That has also been a secondary concern. I have a close friend that lives in that area as well. So the fire is advancing to the northeast. We'll keep you posted on that. And then Lake Tahoe is not having its beautiful scenery like it usually does, sadly, because of the Caldor fire. Firefighters tackling the Caldor fire have now have priority over available resources, as the blaze has become the number one fire in the country right now in terms of priorities for values at risk. This is going to El Dorado National Forest Supervisor Jeff Marsolis. It burns 11 miles southwest of the Lake Tahoe area. Local officials are very worried about the fire spread. They said this fire has simply outpaced us. We emptied the cupboards of resources, and the local fire chiefs of Amador and El Dorado counties sent every resource they could, no matter how many folks we tried to get on it. It just continued to outpace us. So as opposed to the 500 acres we saw in San Bernardino, Caldor fire has burned 126,000 acres. It's only 11% contained, according to Cal Fire. The massive blaze has already damaged 461 residences, 34 structures, 11 commercial properties, 165 minor structures, more than 17,000 structures still in its possible path. The cause of the fire does remain under investigation. Fire officials expect to fully contain it by August 31st. They say this is a very large fire, and we're still going to have a lot of work to do. Now, their behavior has fluctuated also. There's been wind pattern. A change in wind pattern might allow some certain opportunities. I don't know about rain in the area. It surely is dry. I used to live in Reno, Nevada when I went to school up there. That wildfires would be a yearly thing. This is, though, one of the biggest I've seen, and it is frightening. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So New York Governor Gavin Hochul has taken over and has acknowledged that there were about 12,000 more New York COVID deaths than Cuomo originally counted. We've reached out to Governor Hochul's office as we're preparing for New York Blood Donation Day and all that. Sadly, many of the governor's offices, they're loops. But we do want to find out a little bit more about what's going on in terms of the numbers and the counting. Although in the beginning we were worried there was an overcounting and overestimation in terms of, well, if it sounds like COVID, looks like COVID, you can't test for it, call it COVID. Sadly, though, we also want to make sure that any governor's sort of orders or any sort of their approach to COVID didn't put more people at risk. So New York Governor Kathy Hochul, within immediately taking office, acknowledged 12,000 more deaths from coronavirus that were counted publicly by her predecessor. And she wants to push and to share more comprehensive data on the pandemic's toll in her state. The governor's office included a count of 55,395 COVID deaths in the Empire State. And this was in a briefing. We don't know if these also included those that had to do with some of the poor decisions Cuomo made when it came to nursing home shunting of COVID cases from the hospital. But the governor's office included this count. The figure compiles deaths from the virus in any location in New York, significantly higher than the 43,500 deaths reported by the Hospital Emergency Data Response System, or HERDS, which counts deaths reported by hospitals, nursing homes, and adult care facilities. They say a lower second tally, which omits COVID deaths that occurred in settings such as homes or hospices, was presented to the public and on the State Department's website under Cuomo. So, sadly, you know, when people publicize conservative figures or they use COVID to political gain, it's sadly very, it really hurts the cause, as the big problem we've had this whole time is a over-politicization of COVID. People want transparency. You know, people don't want to be told, look, you got to get the vaccine, you got to wear a mask, and COVID will go away. People don't want to be lied to. They want to know what's going on. They want to know how many people are dying. How many people are dying because of COVID proper, or did they just also test positive from COVID? Big question people have is, if you look at California, if you look at Florida, who did better? The strict, draconian, loss of liberty rules, or the more lackadaisical, keep your liberties fashion of Governor DeSantis in Florida? And very interestingly and expected, not much difference between the two states. In March of 2020, Governor Newsom of California closed bars, indoor dining in restaurants, limited large gatherings, mask mandates, instituted stay-at-home orders. Yet Governor Ron DeSantis had issued less measures and lifted most of them by September 2020. And so when adjusted for population, they say Florida, according to Daily Mail, had 8,300 cases, 117 deaths per 100,000 residents. But California had more, 8,499 cases per 100,000 residents and 130 deaths per 100,000. They said back in February of 2021, the states were reporting between 200 and 400 cases per million people and 10 to 20 deaths per million, showing very similar curves. But the similarities ended after the Delta variant became dominant in the U.S. and then cases surged. Florida is now recording a 7-day case rate 4.5 times higher than California and a hospital rate 4 times higher and an average death rate nearly twice as high. Keep in mind also that could be based on older population. You have a lot of retirees down there. You also have different hospital settings, different hospital care, different approach to when to go. So, you know, overall, California appears to have done worse than Florida. They say the Golden State has 4.2 million COVID cases, 65,300 deaths. Florida, when you account for population, 3 million total infections, 42,000 fatalities. But here's the thing. California is double in population. And so some people might look at this data saying California did better. But I look at it as I don't see much of a difference. Just like I didn't see much of a difference with the masks, we aren't seeing as much of a difference with the vaccines. We spoke about how in Israel, many of the hospitalized are vaccinated. So I support the vaccine. I support a face covering. I don't support mandates. And I don't think we have enough proof coming from some of these bluer states that show that mandates are the best way to end a COVID pandemic. I don't think we're going to end the COVID pandemic. So it will be interesting to see what happens after Delta. The Delta wave, though, is a much different beast. And also, our concerns when it comes to the efficacy of the vaccines and which vaccine will also play a part. If we see more Pfizer people had breakthrough or more Moderna people had breakthrough or Johnson & Johnson people had breakthrough, that could also skew the results. But before Delta, looked like, you know, not much of a significant difference and not much of a reason to cost people their liberties. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.